We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Will you accept these filthy rags? I offer them, they're all I have. Would you dare to touch my gaping sores? Could you take me in your arms? Could you still call me yours? Would you accept such a messed up life? One I've lived for myself, full of envy and could you bear to look on my dirty mind? Will you make it pure and whole? Could it be your home? I come naked and exposed to the one who knows all I am. With every soul stain I chose, I'm wretched, ashamed, and broken. There are no facades. I'm done running from God. Would you take me as I come, diseased and dying so undone? Nothing to offer, I'm a vagabond, just a prodigal, needing your love. You know I've tried to mend my own ways, tried to hide my filth in your disgrace. Lord, I'm so ashamed, yet I seek your face. I'm longing for change. Make me a work of your grace. I come naked and exposed to the one who knows all I am. With every soul stain I chose, I'm wretched, ashamed, and broken. There are no facades. I'm done running from God. I'm tired of trying to heal myself, Lord, to cover my rags with the guise of wealth. Tired of trying to live like I'm alive. Truth is, I'm dying inside. Lord, revive me. I come naked and exposed to the one who knows all I am. With every soul stain I chose, I'm wretched, ashamed, and broken. There are no facades. I'm done running from God. I'm longing for home, so I will arise
and go to Jesus.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. sins away, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Ere since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
On our hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my knees at last I lay down. I will cling to thee, O rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. Do 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 do. On that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged someday in my home far away. I'll exchange it someday for a cross. Near the cross, near the cross,
Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. grace of Jesus greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its grace begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea,
the rolling sea.
Higher than the depths,
sparkling like a saucer,
and all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression,
seeing is
greater far than all my sin and shame,
my sin and shame.
Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most afar. By its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, and the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful, the matchless grace of
matchless grace of
Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea,
the rolling sea.
Higher than the depths, sparkling like a saucer, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression,
seeing is
greater far than all my sin and shame,
my sin and shame.
Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
To God is. Are you hurting or broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled, Raised Up from a Coma. James 5, verse 15 and 16 reads, "The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." In 1998, Richard Umlauf was new at 3ABN. He was working the midnight to 8 shift at Master Control, where the prayer line was answered at night. About 1:30 in the morning, Richard received a call from a distraught mother who was watching 3ABN in her 12-year-old daughter's hospital room. The girl had been seriously injured in a car accident. She'd been in a coma for 2 weeks. The doctors gave no hope of recovery. "I don't know where to turn," said the mother with tears in her voice. "Would you pray for my daughter?" Richard was touched with this mother's request. However, he felt inadequate to present such a life-saving request to the Lord. He earnestly prayed and then said a few words of comfort. As he hung up, he prayed again, pleading silently, "Lord, you can do something for this lady. My hands are tied. Please heal her daughter." Then the heaviness left him. He went on about his work and forgot about the call. The next night, just minutes after midnight, he received a call. This time, it sounded like the woman was at a party. Her voice was happy and excited. "Are you the fellow I talked to last night?" "What was it about?" Richard asked. "I get many calls." "Well, I'm the lady with the daughter in the hospital." "I remember," he said gravely. "Well, I called back to tell you what happened after you prayed. Within an hour, my daughter sat up in bed and said, 'I'm hungry. Can we go home now?'" Years later, as Richard related the story, tears formed in his eyes. "What an awesome experience to have God use me to be an instrument to connect someone with his incredible healing power." A reflection associated with this story comes from the Desire of Ages, page 824. "It is our work to present the sick and suffering to Christ in the arms of faith. We should teach them to believe in the great healer. We should lay hold on his promise and pray for the manifestation of his power. The very essence of the gospel is restoration, and the Saviour would have us bid the sick, the hopeless, and the afflicted take hold upon his strength." This story, entitled Raised Up from a Coma, was submitted by Three Angels Broadcasting Network, the Mending Broken People Network, a 24-hour Christian television and radio network. You can visit their website, 3abn.org, for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 70 is David praying for personal peace. "Be swift, O God, to rescue me. Please hurry to help me, O Lord. Let those be brought down and be dumbfounded who seek to end my life. Let them retrace their steps and be confused who want to harm me. Let them slink away in their humiliation, those people who have heaped scorn upon me. Reward all those who seek you, O Lord, with a glorious vision of you. And may those who rejoice in your salvation say, 'May God be glorified.' As for me, I am a poor and needy man. So hurry to help me, O God, for you are the only one who can help and deliver me. So please, O Lord, do not wait any longer."
This program has been brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.